This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Three, it's Mark with you.
And Chris.
We are live coming to you, and you can give us a call. The number is 855-450-3733. Or, normally we take Skype calls. Right now I've got Dean on the line. Dean's calling in from London. And he's, here on Free Talk Live, we take the position that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have free countries. I certainly would not claim that there is no issue when it comes to immigration. There's lots of issues. Many of those issues are created by the government. Some of those issues are created by cultural clashes. And I think that's what we're talking about here with Dean. I think it's a great conversation to have. So, Dean, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Thanks for carrying me over.
No problem at all. So you're talking about this area of Calais in France, which is called the jungle. And apparently it's full of immigrants. Most of those immigrants, religion is Muslim or Islamic. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's easy to sort of call them all Islamic. Obviously, they're, the mayor of London is Muslim, right?
Yes, Sadiq Khan. Yeah, just got in just recently.
And he's not some kind of scimitar waving nut job, right?
No, he's a lawyer. The guy is a lawyer. He's a son of a bus driver.
I'm not sure. That's a really good defense of him, though.
We call him liars down here.
Yeah. That might be worse than scimitar waving nut job.
Exactly.
Either way, we're talking about a large span. This is mainly, this is mainly class based. Many of these Muslim countries, there's a large chasm between the successful and the unsuccessful. People who have gotten away have gotten successful. And part of the reason they're successful is assimilation.
Mm-hmm.
But many times assimilation's held up because of not just cultural beliefs, but religious beliefs. The idea that, that in many cases it has to do with the Western nations being open to immigration is the same reason that makes the immigrants so upset, because they're also open to sexual liberation in the sense that women should be able to do what they want to do, and these lifestyles that would many of these immigrants are going to find abhorrent and these sorts of things. So,
and repugnant. I mean, that's the thing I've always kept going back to, was this is not just... To me, and Will and I should have this conversation, but there's a strong intertwining of the political life, the social life, and the religious. It's all one thing.
When we
talk about, for example, mainstream American Christianity, for example, you've got Democrat Christians, you've got Republican Christians, and, they're fine. There's nothing repugnant. One side will argue that versus the other, but both are very easy to justify that, but it's not so intertwined that it's all one thing. Yeah. And that's the part that I have a hard time understanding.
I don't think Islam is intertwined. There are certainly educated and liberal Muslims, plenty of them.
Certainly.
When you're talking about the people in the hinterland that are the religious people that live out in the non-metropolitan areas, in both the U.S. and in Islamic country, you're going to find conservatives, social conservatives.
Yeah. It's true.
So I think that there's a parallel there. So, Dean, you had a question. Go ahead.
Well, what's happening is in Calais is that you've got this flashpoint, and these people have crossed continents to get there.
Right.
And they are desperate, and I mean desperate, to get into the UK. These guys are scaling 20-foot razor wire fences.
So is it just that France has made it so hard on them?
No, Chris, it's just the fact that the French don't want to deal with it. Why would they want to deal with it?
I understand. And
why is England dealing with it? Because
we have this proud tradition. I mean, wow, we kicked off America.
What's that mean? I don't.
Yeah,
I'm
not tracking you with you.
That probably means something to you, and I don't get it.
Well, allegedly being the mother country, which is, I guess, most Americans would recognize that.
Yep.
You know that America was.
Agreed.
Yeah. So you know, we have this proud tradition of you know, I could take you to parts of London where literally they've taken waves of immigrants since the 12th century.
Okay.
We're talking the first wave of immigrants were the French Huguenots, the persecuted Protestants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of Huguenots made it over to the United States too.
That's it. Yeah. And you know, and that's been going on since London was a Roman village.
How has assimilation gone since the creation of the dole? I mean, this is relatively new in the U.S., relatively new sort of historically in England. So it's my theory, and it's certainly not one that I created. You know, I mean, I've gotten it from European writers that it's the dole in England that basically prevents assimilation.
Yes, welfare is a massive issue, and this is why these guys are crossing continents. They're always guys in and around or below the age of 30. Never, hardly ever any women. We've just taken, I think it's 20 children this week, if you look online now, allegedly below the age of 18. With beards and moustaches.
I've seen a few memes.
I presume that women are being born at the same rate as men are in these countries. Why are there women not coming? Why are they leaving women back in? Where did you say?
Mark, this is the worrying thing. This is what worries me, and this is where I'm struggling as a fledgling libertarian here. So this is where I need your help.
Yep.
These people seem to be taking Islam completely from the Wahhabi medieval perspective.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm expanding again, so I apologize. But the superpower is Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is propped up with American and UK arms.
Yep.
That's how they control their populace. Now, Saudi Arabia, being a superpower in the region, are the ones that fund the schools called the madrasas.
Yep.
Now, the madrasas are the schools that teach their interpretation of Wahhabiist medieval Islam. All we seem to be getting is this people that are on this extreme end, this conservative end that Mark calls it, of this perspective of Islam, and this is what's causing the clash of cultures. This is the kerosene on the fire, and the problem is that eventually, where's this going to end?
Yep. So what I've seen
is
going to
end one way, Mark, isn't it? It's going to end in conflict.
It's in conflict. What does that conflict look like is really the question. So what I've seen is marches by Muslims, you know, claiming that this thing or that thing is, you know, immoral and against God's law, that kind of thing. But what I haven't seen, so in Saudi Arabia, you can expect the thrashing about the head and neck. Say you're a woman who is, out without her headdress on or something like that.
Or driving, Mark.
Or driving or something. Any of these things, right?
You get lashes for driving.
You can expect that. To some extent, I kind of see why if you go to somebody's country and you violate their norms that you might expect something like that.
Yeah,
but
of course.
If that came to my country, it wouldn't take a person looking too terribly threatening with something in their hand near my wife, upset about her driving or not wearing a headdress, before I did something that was deadly. Right. There's going to be you're going to do something, but you're not going to. In theory, that strike is not going to land.
I think what I'm hearing, and maybe because I suffer from this too, it's this conflict of ideas. On the one hand, I do believe in open borders. I do believe that people should be free to travel if they are welcomed by another community. Then why not? On the other hand, I do see that people have motivations, and if government is attracting people because of the handouts that they provide and the state that they provide, then shouldn't the people who are supposedly represented by said government have the ability to resist that, have the ability to push back?
You don't, Chris. This is forced on us. This agenda,
Dean,
is forced on us.
Let me hold you through. We've got some questions from callers.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right. I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Every once in a while on Free Talk Live, a call will turn into an interview, and that's sort of what's happened here. Dean from London has called in, and his, you know, the reason for his call is there's a huge immigration issue going on in London. Some of it is government-caused, and some of it is culturally caused, and we're just discussing it back and forth, asking questions and that sort of thing. So we're going to get right back to Dean here, and I know that you know, we got a caller on the line for Dean, so we're going to take that too. But I just want to you know, tell you real quick about healthcare. Healthcare is all messed up here in the United States, and the problem is that we've got a healthcare system that doesn't focus on health. It focuses on sickness. So health insurance will pay for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. So that means it incentivizes illness instead of health. Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily if you need it or want it. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA's messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't have any idea what another doctor is doing. What about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? HealthExcellenceSelect.com's got it. You can check them out right now. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, you'll love the service and the price. If you pay for your own health insurance, I encourage you, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Back to Dean calling in from London. Dean?
Hi, guys.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I can see the dilemmas that you've got in being, A, on one hand, believing the ideas of liberty, and on the other hand, dealing with day-to-day, looking at the sort of the day-to-day stuff that goes on right there in London. One thing I'd encourage you to read is Immigration, Individual versus National Borders.
Yes,
it's by,
yes, I've heard this mentioned, yeah.
Yeah, David Hathaway, and it articulates the opinion, the point, the libertarian point on immigration very well. But the problem is that the ideas of liberty don't exist in a vacuum.
Right. You have to look at things somewhat pragmatically,
and
too.
So the question isn't, you know, what should people be free to cross borders? It's the question is, now that they haven't been free to cross borders for a very long time, what's it going to be like? So if you build a dam and you have a bunch of water on one side of the dam, what's it going to be like if you take the dam away? Well, there's going to be this huge flood, and everything downriver is going to be washed away and those sorts of things.
It's now, that's a breach, yeah.
Yeah, that's not an issue. That's not a water issue. That's a dam issue. And so
yeah, exactly.
The government is the dam in this circumstance.
You know, I'm sitting here in my front room, and Chris, I know you're a military guy, and this is an emotional thing to say, but I'm just looking up on my wall, and I'm looking at my granddad's medals, and they're up on the wall in a framed, you know, in a framed picture.
Mm-hmm.
70 years ago, and I apologise, this is an emotional thing to say, but 70 years ago, the coast of France, the southeast coast, was drenched in American, English, and Canadian blood.
It's true, yeah.
I mean, the sea was red. With our parents, our grandparents' blood. And I know you guys are a long way away, but this is, look what's happening. Look how our culture is being... There's nothing wrong with being proud of your culture, surely.
That's an interesting question, because that's one I think about. I read a recent article, and I'll have to dig it up, and maybe I'll post it somewhere. But why nationalism is not necessarily counter to libertarianism. And if you take it back to that very, that like our initial group of people around us, we're proud of our families, you know, or...
Yeah.
Most of the members of our families,
sure.
I think everybody would agree. And if you extend that out, maybe you're very happy with your town or your village or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
Is it wrong to believe that you and you like your culture, you know, and maybe it's a larger group than just your village? You know, I kind of understand that. And that to me is the conundrum. That to me is where ideas start to clash in my head, and I have to try to think through them.
Yeah, I don't have any particular issue with, like, for me, I don't really believe in an American culture. I think that there's all kinds of different ones, and there probably isn't an English culture anymore either, necessarily. No, there's lots of different ones. The problem for me would be if you attempt to place your culture upon me.
Right.
And, you know, first off, rhetorically, if you attempt to do it sort of in a rhetorical fashion, you could expect a sort of lashback and stiff-neckedness from me. If you attempt to do it in a physical fashion, as we described in the last segment, you know, where, say, you go to, you know, like some Wahhabist decides they're going to come to America and enforce that my wife wear a headdress, and if she doesn't, they're going to lash her with a stick or something.
Right.
You know, that's going to be very bad for that Wahhabist. He's going to get to meet Allah very quickly.
And now we're talking about a self-defense issue or defending, you know, defending your hearth and home.
When culture and self-defense collide, right? Like that Wahhabist believes thoroughly when they're in Saudi Arabia, the religious police, and they've got some kind of, I mean, they call them religious police. They believe thoroughly that they are right in what they do when they beat up women for not wearing headdresses or driving and these sorts of things. And that's, you know, if you want to beat up women in that country, I don't believe they should. I believe that countries should open doors and let women, you know, escape from those kinds of things. But it doesn't seem, from what you're describing here, Dean, these are largely men in these camps. And, you know, what's happening to the women? Dean, let me.
They disappeared. They're not there. This is the thing, and this is the worrying thing. Is that, you know, say these guys get across to the UK, which they will do because they're determined that it's going to happen. You know, there's no way of stopping them. The 22 miles of English Channel will
not
stop them.
They'll get a tire, fill it up, and you know, come across.
Well, that's exactly what they've been doing, Mark.
They've been
getting rubber dinghies and literally paddling across.
Sure. Go to Miami if you ever make it over here and count the Cubans.
I got a call for you.
Okay. Oh, wow. This is turning into
Vernon from Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your question for Dean?
Dean, you sound like you have more of an Australian accent than you do a Briton. Have you ever lived in Australia before?
No, I'm sorry, Vernon. I'm what's called a Cockney from London, so I've got a very strong London accent. So
I didn't think you were a Cockney. I thought they dropped their THs and turned them into Fs.
Well, I'm a posh Cockney, Mark. But
Cockney.
Yeah, I'm a posh Cockney. Yeah.
Is this new?
Can you do an Australian impersonation?
I really can't, no.
Thanks for the call, Vernon.
Sorry.
That was comedy gold.
We are always hitting the issues hard here.
I have never heard an Englishman attempt an Australian accent.
But funny, every time I come to the States, I always go to Sarasota.
Uh-huh.
Which I know you're from, Mark.
Next time you come, let me know.
and they always think we're Australian, me, my wife, and my kids.
Well, I don't have anything nice to say, so I shan't say anything at all. I believe London should be able to at least tell an English accent. I can't tell the 30 different accents that are on the island by any stretch of the imagination. So, I mean, I'm sure if I heard a Liverpudlian and a posh Cockney next to each other, I'd be like, oh, there's...
Campers and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about the very contentious topic of immigration in Europe. And I'm not talking about people moving around inside the EU. I'm talking about people largely from, predominantly Muslim countries, mm-hmm. most of them rather poor, coming to European countries, and not the ones that work hard and assimilate and, do all these things, the ones that don't, essentially.
And maybe some who have some other agenda. I never lose sight of that, too, that there are, we have bombed these countries for years and years and years, and some people hold a grudge.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that many of the people that hold... Yeah, there's certainly some in mainland Europe. I haven't heard too many in England, but there was a subway issue. There was some airplane bombers at one point in England. These things are all issues. Mostly the policing forces can handle those folks. I think that the big problem really comes down to sort of cultural clashes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you real quick before we go back to Dean calling in from London. Roger Veer, Bitcoin Jesus, believes the greatest threat to Bitcoin comes from the inside. There are those in the Bitcoin community that don't want to see Bitcoin grow. They're holding back the increase of what they call the block size. And this is, something that goes on within the program. And a new Bitcoin client has been introduced. It has increased the block size and is supported by Roger Ver recently via BTC. That's the fifth largest miner switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited. Now, this is a version of Bitcoin that is an evolution, essentially. Bitcoin prices spiked by 5% on the same day that was announced. Is that a coincidence? Most observers don't think so. I certainly don't. Bitcoin should not be held back by a few. You can learn more at bitcoinunlimited.info. It's bitcoinunlimited.info. And I'm interested in hearing about this, so about Bitcoin Unlimited and seeing how it goes and that sort of thing. Let's go back to Dean.
Hi, guys.
So, Dean, I am...
It's an honor. I'm honored to be kept on for so long. So
no problem. You're bringing up a very important issue, and you're not just crazy about it. And that's really where immigration falls... The immigration subject falls apart. Them foreigners are trying to kill us! I mean, I don't have much tolerance for it.
Because we get that every day here in our
I am
our
going to give
campaign.
You an answer to your question. I guess your question is essentially... How do I, A, be a libertarian, and B, not, be a fool? Because immigration looks like it's a real problem in this particular area. Now, I've pointed out that in much of this instance, you've got a government problem, not an immigration problem.
That's right.
It's exacerbated the issue, but you have to deal with the world as it exists today, right?
Yeah.
So, here's my theory. I can see why somebody doesn't want a theory played out in their life, right? I should be the one playing out my theory, not you. But my theory would be that, A, if you, if you created a program where anybody can come in the country, but they don't get, what is it, NHS?
Yeah, it's just benefits, Mark. It's just, welfare.
Yeah, they don't get any benefits at all. They're not protected by a minimum wage. Their kids aren't, they don't get anything, that sort of thing. Anybody who's from outside the country gets basically a second-class citizenship. I call it a blue card.
Yeah, Mark, I can hear those human rights lawyers sharpening their pencils.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
The human rights lawyers aren't doing anything for those guys that are in the jungle in Calais right now. I mean, right?
Sorry, Mark. Give me your point, because then I've got to give you something else that's quite shocking, but go on.
So essentially, you create a program where they get none of these benefits, no benefits at all, and they're just allowed to come in the country and work. And the gun rights of all Englishmen are returned to them. If one of these nuts attempts to foist their culture upon you, then as far as I'm concerned, a free person can defend their body with deadly force. And that's how I'd call it. Now, I know that that's a completely different country than the one you're living in today, and that's a lot of qualifications. Big changes, but that's what my proposal would be. So go ahead.
Yeah, I believe you're right, because an armed society is a polite society, and I do agree with that. And for me, having that opinion in the UK is pretty controversial.
Well, I'm sure that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, that's controversial. That opinion I've just given.
Right.
Doesn't go down well
at
all.
Everybody pissed off, because on one hand you say that you're going to let all the immigrants in, the liberals that are fools say, that's great. What a wonderful and progressive person you are. You're a right thinker, and we just think you're awesome. Of course, those people,
and then you continue, and they're like,
selling the country down the river, right?
Yeah. And you get the conservatives who are like, finally somebody's standing up for our right to defend ourselves.
Right.
Wait, you're going to let them in?
Right, and economic freedom, and that you're not being, there's no welfare and all this other stuff. Then again, I know that, as I understand it, Englishmen tend to support the National Health Service at like 80%. So,
well, it's a religion, Mark. It's become a religion.
Yeah.
Your mom or your father or your brothers and sisters, you've bought into the religion, haven't you?
Once the NHS has saved mom or dad or whatever, is that what you're saying?
But the joke of it is not the sick joke, is that if we had private health care, we would have had further medical developments because it would have been led by the market. But you see, people have been so brainwashed by socialist healthcare. That's all they know.
Sure. And we're brainwashing ours, too. You can pick your subject, but it does. You have your battles to fight there, and we have our battles to fight here. But it is changing hearts and minds. And sometimes the best way to do that is to try to demonstrate them. Sometimes it is best to just spread the words of liberty and spread the ideas and hope that they take hold with more and more people, and hopefully the young.
The difficulty that England has is your country, what, 22 million? Am I wrong? 60 million? I can't remember.
Oh, no, Mark. We're about 60, 65 million. We're a tiny little island. We're just a tiny island.
60 million that has the best benefits in Europe, so every immigrant wants to get there.
Oh, they're the magnet.
Yeah.
And whereas in the United States, if you, they talk about the crazy number is 20 million illegal immigrants. 20 million in a country of 300 million people, you're not even at 10%. Whereas it wouldn't be too long before England would be swamped with, say, 60 million immigrants if they just opened up the borders and gave benefits to everybody.
Well, imagine this, guys. You can Google this. The NHS, the National Health Service in the UK, is either the second or third biggest employer in the world.
Behind what, like the Catholic Church?
The U.S. Postal Service.
Oh, God.
Or the Indian Railway.
Oh.
And we're a little island of 60 million people.
See, now I thought the U.S. Department of Defense was way up there on
the
list, too.
Yeah, but he's right. Every doctor, every dentist, every nurse, person who empties the trash can in one of these places, they're all NHS employees.
But, guys, the waste, the abject waste will just give you nightmares.
Well, Gary, Dean, I really appreciate you calling in and discussing this with me. You've done a fantastic job articulating the issues. And
can I just leave a final comment, Mark?
Yes, sir.
The dynamic we've got here in the UK, you guys have got those dangerous Canadians in the north. And then you've got the Mexicans in the south. Okay, they are both essentially Christian cultures.
Yep.
You're surrounded by Christians. Look what we're surrounded by.
Well, it's the numbers certainly are building up on the border there.
Yep.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
855-450-3733. And now you can call back in on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. Then beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie.info.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment, we might be able to squeeze you in if you call 855-450-3733 right now. That's 855-450-FREE. I've got somebody on Skype, so if you're calling in on Skype, try calling on the phone. 855-450-3733. Let's go right to the phones. Actually, real quick, tell you about Fee. If you had one day to teach somebody about economics, what would you tell them? If you don't have an answer, it's okay. Because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Their newest course, Economics in One Day, will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge of how economics works so that you'll be able to teach others. Fee gives you tools for that, too. Take Economics in One Day now for free at fee.org/FTL. And learn key economic concepts, the inspiring vision that the market economy brings, and the challenges the government solutions face. Start today, no charge, at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL. And learn why entrepreneurship matters. Let's go to David calling in on Skype. David, what's on your mind?
Well, I got my own things, but I can play into that last one rather than change the topic. So a couple of questions is I would like to hear his last statement expounded a little more. Look what he's – Dean, I guess Dean's probably still listening, what you're surrounded by, Dean. And as a now becoming an independent island nation, you should actually be able to defend your borders more easily than the United States, for instance. And when you say what you're surrounded by, I'm presuming you're talking about the Muslim people that are trying to get in through whatever avenues they can. But then I don't know, maybe you're referring to if you go, you know, a few hundred miles further and you get to the edge of Christian territory, if that's what you're referring to. I'm presuming it's the first one, but I don't know, so I'd be curious about that. And then on the libertarian proposal, So if you have open borders and you allow people to come in under the conditions that you laid out, I believe it's Mark, is it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The blue card.
Yeah, what prevents, and I got other questions, but you probably don't have time, and you probably have other callers. So at least this question, what prevents invading peoples to intentionally come in under your open borders, and then once within, then wait till they have critical mass, and then attack you from within, as opposed to traditionally attacking you from outside your border because you hadn't previously allowed them in?
When has that ever happened in history? Can you give me an example?
Well, no, I can't.
Okay.
Because, well, it probably has happened in prehistoric times that we don't have records of. However, it hasn't happened because we have. And first of all, I'm not hostile to you. I'm just asking a question.
So, if you had something in mind that has occurred in the past or something like that, I'm just trying to be clear.
No, not necessarily. Okay. I'm looking at what I would say, the way I would answer that is, in the past, we've had basically all peoples have maintained their borders, you know, even tribal people.
Now, I don't think that that's true at all. And the United States had basically porous open borders for the first close to 200 years of the nation. And people would move across back and forth. They'd come, they'd pick food, they'd leave. That kind of thing. The passport was created in World War II as a temporary measure,
like so many.
And the protection of borders. Where was this nation that was so wealthy that it could prevent people from passing through? People could pass through with nearly no trouble, travel from one place to another. I reject categorically.
You're talking about in the United States?
No, I'm talking about worldwide. I reject the notion that there have been very many countries that have defended their borders, as many of the border proponents mention.
I want to hop on and sort of defend what he's saying. I think you can get that critical mass, and maybe that's not as hard as we're talking
it's
about.
Possible.
Well, look at what's happened in New Hampshire with a very, very few number of people and the impact that they have had on government here.
And how difficult it is to get people to move for the Free State Project.
Oh, I get it.
And how many successes we've supposed to have had. So,
right, but if you take that and compare it to a country like England, where maybe critical mass, it's in the millions, but maybe you have millions of people willing to move that all share more or less a common mindset.
If you refer to it as an invasion, then that makes me think armed and hostile, right? And in that case, the first step is stop bombing people in foreign countries so that they want to invade you.
On that, we're agreed.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, so if the concern is that people want the wealth and leisure that you have in your nation so badly that a bunch of them will come, but then not assimilate, I think that there's something to be said for that. There are people that won't assimilate. Let's take a look at the Amish. The Amish have been here for 200, 300 years, and those people have not assimilated. Now, basically, people consider them to be Americans. They're part of our culture. This weird subculture is part of our culture. So, but most people who've come, the Irish, the Italians, and the Germans, and everybody, you know, all throughout history, the complaint has always been the same. They're not going to assimilate. How can they ever figure out American culture? All they want to do is sit in the middle of town and listen to oompa music on the weekends and drink beer. You know, like these things were said.
However, the immigrants that you're talking about, Irish, Italian, or whatever, they're fundamentally different than an Islamic immigrant, because they did assimilate, and they did assimilate because of the similarities there are greater similarities than differences between those that were already here and those groups. However, there's a great difference, the obvious difference, and that is held up. They don't change their ways. Look at Dearborn, Michigan, for instance. You'll have pockets like that, all around the country that basically become little nation states of their own, because like the Amish, they don't want to assimilate. They won't assimilate. However, it's not in the Amish's lifestyle to attack those that don't assimilate to the Amish. You see what I'm saying?
And I'm fine with people not assimilating if that's what makes them happy. I'm not okay with violence. And that doesn't matter whether it's a Polish immigrant or an Islamic immigrant.
Right. So I would look at the Chinese, for instance. These are people that look different, have different religions. They often lived in pockets, and they still haven't assimilated really, really well sort of in the eastern United States. I can't say what it's like over in the West Coast. I haven't spent enough time over there. I know that my nephew was dating a Chinese girl or something like that for some period of time. But, I mean, I don't really, you know, I mean, I've got some Vietnamese cousins that were adopted into the family, but I don't know what the assimilation levels are out west.
Well, the Chinese are the largest number of immigrants into our country.
Yeah, that's true.
You wouldn't think that by listening to the news.
What you see are industrious people who value education and these sorts of things. You never hear anybody say anything about those darn Chinese immigrants. The worst thing that they say is apparently they're not that good a driver. It's like this, the stereotype that's tossed out there. So, okay, right. So they don't drive the same way. But there's some parallels there. Don't you think that a second or third generation Muslim immigrant is probably going to be tempered in their beliefs?
Some will and some won't. There'll be those that are more than tempered. They want to completely escape. But there's always going to be those that remain with the traditional ways for whether they choose it or it's forced upon them. They're more rigid to it than, whatever you want to, an Irish or an Italian or whatever model you want to use.
Well, let's look at conservative Christians. I mean, they really don't, if you compare them to the average American, they're significantly different. They don't like the same things. Oftentimes, many of these conservative Christians even have different foods. These sorts of things. So that they're out there,
but not anywhere near as different. For instance, if you pick an extended family up from Saudi Arabia and transplant them to anywhere in the United States, they're not nearly as different as that situation would be.
I don't care if they're different. I care if they attempt to change my life and my culture.
I care about
violence. That's what I'm getting at. Another food for thought or something to ponder is look at around the world when you have populations of Christians living with or next to populations of Muslims. There very, very often is a war that breaks out kind of spontaneously.
That's recent. That's very, very recent. And one of the reasons I feel is because Muslims feel largely internationally put upon. Put hellfire missiles upon.
Right.
So I would want you to show me that happening en masse prior to 1990. And then that would be me being much more
interested. When did Sarajevo happen? Was that right in 1990? That was Christians attacking Muslims in that case.
Yep, in the 90s.
What in the 90s?
Yeah, so you would also see probably some clashes with the Soviet Union and Afghanistan in the past. I really appreciate the call. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you. It's
been Free Talk Live.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.